Alarmists, Climate Change Will Make Pandemic Worse. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 11, 2020. Man-made global warming will compound the devastation wrought by the coronavirus pandemic, according to an article on Sunday in Popular Science. Experts say that climate change will likely compound the problem, writes Jeremy Deaton. Soaring temperatures will either compel people wanting relief to go outside, where they could get infected, or the pandemic will force people to stay indoors, where they could swelter. Both the pandemic and extreme heat pose a mortal risk to the elderly and the infirm. Despite the laughable predictions of experts in trying to model consequences of the pandemic, climate change alarmists continue to cling to opinions of unnamed climate gurus with reverential devotion. It won't be possible to determine the role of climate change until after the season has passed, experts say, Mr. Deaton writes, without explaining how the role of climate change can be determined afterward. Much of the country can expect unusually high temperatures this summer, Deaton notes, and the American Northeast, which has been hit hard by the coronavirus, faces an especially high risk of warmer weather. Deaton does acknowledge that there is some preliminary evidence that sunlight, heat, and humidity could slow the spread of COVID-19. But he immediately moves to suggest that the disadvantages must certainly outweigh the benefits. One thing the writer fails to mention is that COVID-19 is classified as an influenza-like disease and as such is likely to mimic the flu in important ways. There is a flu season, which ends with the onset of warmer weather, and thus, relatively few people come down with the flu in the summertime. In this case, warmer weather, whether caused by climate change or not, is likely to be a blessing rather than a curse. But this would not sit well with alarmists because it flies in the face of a fundamental premise of the climate cult. Warming temperatures cannot benefit humanity and therefore must be battled. This axiom is not based on science, of course, but on a deeply held belief. It is a dogma that must not be questioned, rather than a conclusion that has been rationally proven. Follow it, Williams from